Blog Talk Radio. Listen to this. And she doth keep me that cross there upwards fountain. Free, oh Lord, you are a healing tree. They tell me it flows from God. Breathe my sin. Can't you hear me singing? Come on. In the cross, wonderful Jesus. In the cross, be my glory ever until my wrath so shall find. I'm gonna find. Oh, hallelujah. The river near the cross, I will watch and I will wait, hoping, hoping, trusting ever, ever. Until I reach my mommy, that golden chain just beyond the river, just beyond the in the name of Jesus, from all your toils and all your hard work, I'm gonna find rest. Whoa, oh yeah, God is. Wave your sorrows goodbye and say rest. Sing that song, you usually think about a funeral. Most of you, you've got that on your mind right now. You probably heard it at the last funeral you went to. Somebody you loved died. You wish you could have told them just one more time. I think of people releasing their loved ones. It's sorrow, but it's a sweet sorrow, because we know there's rest. The Bible says, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, for henceforth now and forevermore they rest from their labor. but their works follow them. They rest from their toil. They rest from their sweat. But their works follow them. In other words, whatever they were working on follows them into the presence of God. And they go into that great cloud of witnesses. Hand us the baton. And I think they do something on the other side for us on this earth that they couldn't have done for us while they were here. Can't you see a mother rocking her little baby? Almost lifeless body. The doctor said, she's really brain dead. There's nothing we can do. And the mama said, can I just hold her one more time, please, before you take her? Tears are burning down her cheeks. And her only consolation is to know that that baby who has laboriously breathed and struggled for her last breath, now is finding rest beyond the river. I don't know how I could face death without knowing there's rest beyond the river. I've had the fascinating experience, however sorrowful, to be in the hospital at the bedside and watch loved ones pass away or members of my congregation. I've been called there just in time to see them laying there with their eyes as if they were looking out the window and right through me, or sometimes at the foot of the bed. It's almost as if they were seeing Jesus, or maybe some loved one that had gone on ahead. Maybe the life support systems were still sounding and the little tiny beep of a heart going. Then after a while it flatlined and they found rest just beyond the river. A little tear trickled down that face. And you want to say goodbye, mama, goodbye, daddy, I love you. But they're not looking at you. They won't even change their eyes. It's as if their focus has put them already in the presence of the Lord. And you just have to give your hands up and say, Lord, rest. Oh, hallelujah. Beyond that river. Come on, sing it. Goodbye, mama. Goodbye, daddy. Goodbye, little boy. Goodbye, little son of a. Bye, rest. Oh, hallelujah. You're serving for 20 years, 40 years, 50 years. And I'm gonna find rest beyond the river. Come on, love it, love it, love it, love it, everybody. Turn to somebody and say, I thank God for the rest that remaineth for the people of God. You may be seated.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Can you hear me, Reverend?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
You know, I had a brother in the race gang. They called him Jeremiah Flowers, right? Mm-hmm. Got the brother was dealing with cancer for a long time, Reverend. Mm-hmm. And God transitioned him out of his old body, man. Out of his old body. You know, and allowed him to be at rest, you know. Ever since I've known him, he had cancer, you know. You know, he had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a transition there, you know. And that transition there, man, we're gonna keep that family prayed up, man. The old brother, he loved talking that noise, you know. He loved talking that noise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he really loved talking that noise. You know, them, yes. I don't think he ever lost a conversation. I'll put it that way. You know, yeah, the brother. Yeah, he had a mouthpiece on him, really.
Okay.
He used to speak on. He used to, you know, if you understand what I'm talking about. He used to speak for some cause, man. That, you know, he can book him, as they say. You know, he can lock it in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we call lock in. You know, you got two guys coming together. You know, they coming together and trying to find a way that they can race. And then they kind of find, well, man, I don't think I can beat you, man. Can you give me a, can you let me leave first before you leave? And, you know, watch this, give me the one and one. I mean, you stage with your back tie. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
You know, and he had to hold it all the way down, you know. But I want to tell you this here, man, but he had a game, boy. He had me laughing a lot of time, boy.
Mm-hmm.
He had me laughing, boy. I tell you, he had a piece on him, boy. He had a piece on him, boy. Yes, but God did something, man, that a lot of us haven't understood yet, really, the transition, you know. But that brother followed a long time, the Rip. I've been knowing him for a little while, too, Rip. He's been dealing with accounting for a long time. And finally, you know, it took over his whole body. He died yesterday. And so, man, we want to keep that family lifted up, man, you know.
Yes, sir.
One thing about death, I understand, and transition, I understand, Reverend, that, you know, when you know someone is terminally ill like that, you know, somebody, you just, you know, sometimes your mind, you just know it's going to happen, right? Because, you know, you know, that old counsel, boy, that, you know, a lot of people win, man, and it goes to remission, right? Then a lot of folks don't get that, you know, he had to be in remission for a while because, man, he'd been there for, he been knowing that, he been having that cancer for a long time, bro. And now it took over his whole body. And it was a point that it was any time, and at any time was when we got the news. When I got the news, it was hours, minutes later, man. You know, it went in for a full 24 hours, man. He had transition, man. You know, so saying this, you know. Somebody says, man, that family might have been prepared for that, you know, because he's been going through there for years. You know, that's how folks think, you know, even church folks, you know, we try to tell them to be, I don't know why is he crying so hard. I don't know why they're doing this so hard, you know, and all. Even church folks be so strong, you know, I love them too.
Oh, yeah.
I understand the method. But we got to have some empathy and sympathy for people, man, you know, and be there with the Bible, like the Bible says. I read the Bible and said, we need to cry with them, Doc, when they cry.
Yeah,
I read that. And said, and they need to rejoice and sing when they sing, man. You know, there's a time that, man, God allowed this thing to happen to every one of us. Someone that we know, that we love, is going to transition on. You know what I'm talking about? To me, I don't know how you can talk to somebody, right? Even though it might not be like your homeboy, but you done came across that brother, you know what I'm talking about, a couple of times, or you done talked to him, and it don't grieve your spirit, you know, that brother's not here, or that sister's not here, you know what I'm talking about. You know, and we're going to do this, man. I we're going to do this here and give honors to the brother, man, and his family, man. Pray for his family, man. And I mean, I don't care how much we know he was finna transition. You know, it's hard to prepare to say he's not here. You know, physically he is. Physically he is gone. You know what I'm talking about? They can't go call and pick up the phone and go by the house or even by the hospital, man. They can't. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? You can go by that same room he was in, then put somebody else in it now. You know, and I'm telling you, brother, that's how life is, man. So we want to keep that family in prayer, man, you know. Lift them up, man, because, man, you don't know what's going to happen, Reverend, when you pass, I pass. Prayerfully that, you know, and when it is, it's God give our family strength, you know what I'm talking about? You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and the strength going to come. It ain't going to come always because what we say out our mouths to try to encourage the family, Reverend. Really not, Reverend. Only thing it's going to be that when we can present them to God, if they don't know God, if they don't know him, present God to them. If they do know God, let them know that we're praying with them, you know. We learn the other day that in Romans over there, you know, we read about the intercessory prayer, man.
Mm-hmm.
Intercessory prayer. And this was stuck with me, man, you know, because I wasn't going here, but this was stuck with me, man, when I got the message, man, and now he just put this back in my heart. You know, talking about how...
Mm-hmm.
Romans made it plain for us because we have to pray for one another, man. You know what I'm talking about? That's why we try our best, man. We come here Monday through Friday to try to encourage you to serve the Lord, man. You don't know when your day going to be. You don't know the hour or the time, man. Man, you could be doing some stuff, man, and boom, have a heart attack. Boom, getting some catastrophic event that come in your life, man, that you can't stop. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, horrific, you know, and the mother, the how do you get out of there? Because of God. You know, but one time, it might not be that time, man. Might not be. Well, do you feel like if he come today, will you be ready? I'm gonna give you some insurance. If you believe what I'm finna read, that you believe that you can make that decision today if you ain't already made it. Because I'm gonna read some few scriptures that just came to my heart. That you know, I'm thinking from a brother too. We're not that ministers that tell you the door is not open. The door is open.
Okay.
The only time that door is not open is you do one thing can stop that door for this really shutting on you is death and blaspheming the Holy Ghost.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So if you didn't know him before you died, the door shut. Yes, sir. But if you knew him as your Lord and Savior, the door is open. Let's make it plain. The door is open. The door don't shut on the believers. God has, he has grace and he has mercy. None of us can sit up here and tell you how this thing going to really end. We just pray and hope that when it ends, that he'll give us a place in this kingdom. Help me, Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. So I'm going to go somewhere. That maybe it might not be a favorite scripture to a lot of people, but I'm going to deal with Romans right quick. But it was something I must read, and when we get into Reb and cherish this family, man, and pray for that family, man. We got to preach like he's coming right today. We can't be preaching that and teaching that candy stuff, man, until you're going to get rich and old happy days. Your son, see some happy days. The only way he's going to be happy if you know him. You know what I'm saying? There's some people dying, man. Watch this, man. Dying and breaking into hell, man. Breaking into hell, man. They going so fast. What you say? Now you condemning people. Now, brother, if you living and you don't claim him as your savior, you are going to hell. I don't know who else told you something different. You can't claim God. Watch this here and live a hellish life. It ought to be some kind of way to convict you. There ought to be some way to convict you. Yeah, I don't never want to teach that you could just live any kind of way and serve God. Because you know what? They'd be held on me then. Not just you, but hell. You know, I do know God's going to be the one that you have to stand for. I know it's going to be him. Because the Bible says after death is judgment. After death is judgment. Mm-hmm. So we are teaching preachers, right? You know, we're not trying to mess with your flesh. We're trying to mess with your spiritual man. Your flesh might not understand what I'm saying. But your spiritual man won't say, you know, your spiritual man said, teach me. Oh, help me. Mm-hmm. Your spiritual man said, teach me. Preach to me. Don't preach to my flesh. Speak to me so my spiritual man be much stronger. So our brother, he transitioned on. I'm going to say that. Our brother transitioned on. You know, talking about, you know, I mean, the brother had a humble spirit. So you know, sometimes you talk to him, you wouldn't think he had one, Rev. He had the door, Rev. He had a mouthpiece over here, man. I'll be a mouthpiece. Yeah, you know how to talk to the. Well, they say he'll go as long as you want him to go. They say he loved the Facebook. You know, talking about he liked to hit that keyboard on the Facebook too. You know, he'll throw some fire bombs at you. You know, and all these kind of good stuff, man. But I'm looking at Romans 8, right? Now, but God had put something in my heart about this other little message right here over Ezekiel, right? Ezekiel, you know. And if it be God's will, we want to add that in before we go to Romans, because it's time for to repent. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for repentance. It's time for us to be washed and sprinkled in the blood of God. You know, it's time for us to quit having it our way and turning God on, turning him on. Some people just pick him up on Sunday morning. Help me, Holy Spirit. Some people just pick him up when it's sometime like he does right now, when the brother deceased and, you know, and answering the question. But we're supposed to be here to help them. Because I'm telling you, it's freedom in Jesus. Oh, it's freedom. But it's a freedom that we need to let you know. It's freedom for you to walk this earth and look at the transition of sin, right? The transgression of that. And look at it, says it has no dominion over you. Don't let nothing drive you to be able to not handle what's before you. What I mean by that, there are some things there that we think we can handle because we physically can move around. But spiritual in our flesh fights against it because that spiritual man wants to do right and that other man we call, he wants to do wrong. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So if you can give us an encouragement word to that family, it'd be nice, man. You know.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for opportunity that we can encourage and express love. I know we've heard it many times that God understands, and even in this hour, some questions may come across. Hallelujah. Why, God? Why not? But just know that God, in His infinite wisdom, hallelujah, hallelujah, the Creator, the Father, the Ancient of Days, stopped by. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And when God stops by, oh hallelujah, some may say, oh man, that's so horrible, but what you need to know is death is a familiar friend. Death comes and is coming. Death has come and is coming. Oh hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you knew him before it came, it's wonderful. Wonderful. And those witnesses that are yet sitting here, puts it up on your mind. After you get through grieving, after you get your heart been through broken, just know this, death's still coming. Oh, hallelujah. So, in the midst of it, in the midst of it, we urge you that you make Jesus your choice. and it would help you with heartache. It would help you with struggling. I can testify because I used to take death real, real hard. I mean, real hard, man. I used to manage. Mm-hmm. Mm. But God blessed me in time that now when I hear of death, it caused me to be even more spiritual. And this is what we've been trying to get over to hallelujah families and friends, that God is a familiar friend in this. So hallelujah, you know, David talks about it over in that 23rd number of Psalms. Yea, though I walk through the shadows of the valley, that I'll fear no evil, for thine are with me. That's why we're trying to introduce you to God. Hallelujah. Won't you open up to him today and let it be that familiar friend until he give you strength. He knows just what to say, when to say, and he'll give you that peace that will pass all of the understanding and will answer all the questions and will have a comfort for all your hurts. Hallelujah. So open your heart and let God comfort you. In Jesus' name is our prayer. We thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes,
oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most mm-hmm. humble time that we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your love and your sweet, amazing grace. Lord, we find out the brothers that you allowed to be with us just for a moment, Jeremiah Flower. Lord, we find out you gave him a little time to be on this side, Lord. And the time you gave, Lord, that some people could say right today that they're going to be hurting right now because he's no longer with them in the living, Lord. But Lord, we just ask you to give strength to the whole family, Lord, even the people of the race community that knew him, Lord. They ask you, Father God, to strengthen them, Lord, because there's a lot of people hurting right now, Lord. And Lord, I see people post up on Facebook to use some bad words about how they think about death, Lord. But, Lord, we know they don't know, Lord. We know they don't know. you, Lord. Because if they knew you, Lord, they know being absent out the body is present with the Lord, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you, Father God, what may be a kind word to say to this family, Lord. Lord, let it be someone to give that family some peace, knowing that, Father God, they've probably been waiting a long time for this day. And, Lord, you made it out of reality, Lord. Lord, we believe in no more pain there, Lord. No more heartaches, Lord. No more looking at his face and he crying and he's going up and down with his weight, Lord. But now, Father God, you gave him something he wanted to worry about no more. And that's that whole wretched body he had, Lord. And it goes back to the dirt. We just ask you, Father God, to let the people know that, Father God, he's in a better place and rest, Lord. Only you know what he's going to heaven and hell, Lord. We just want to ask you for the ones who are living right now, Lord. Lord, give it them an understanding, Lord. This day will come to all. This day will come to all. Lord, we just ask you to bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Knowing that, Father God, that we know you love them more, Lord. You let them live for a while, Lord. Lord, I've been known for a while, Lord, and he's been dealing with that cancer, Lord. You moved it, Lord. The Bible says you know, been absent out the body, present with you, Lord, but we want to say before you get absent, need to know the Lord. I want to say this, Lord, the transition he got was the ultimate healing, Lord. Lord, we pray all the time, Lord, did you heal our loved one? We pray hard that you heal him, Lord. And if we just move away and you said, nah, I will. Oh, hear me, Holy, but not will. And your will said the only way I can get him out of that situation, I have to pull him all the way out the body. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. So, Lord, let the people know that you transitioned him out the body, Lord, being what you are, what he is today. So, Lord, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for his rest, Lord. We thank you for his peace. Thank you for his friendship and for the things he has said and did, Lord, in life, Lord. Lord, only you know, Father God, what's stored on all mankind. So we come in with a humble submission, Lord, not to put nobody in here, not to put nobody in here. The only man can do that is your son, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, to have your way with the family, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, let the listeners we try to present today to be encouragement, Lord. Maybe it might be somebody right now don't understand death, Lord. Maybe might they've been around someone just telling them how to name it and claim it, Lord. Maybe they might be around a lot of people right now that think we got a long time on this side, Lord. Lord, we've been taught and believe some of us got more days behind us than we got before us, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father God, have your way right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. As we decrease, we ask for you to increase, Lord. Speak to your children, Lord. Speak in a mighty way, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Reverend, I was posed on a few scriptures that just came to my heart. This one came to my heart by Ezekiel, right? Ezekiel had it was something about because it ties into David, right? You know, I'm talking to the living right now, if you don't mind. I'm talking to the living. You know, I'm not going to let you figure out what the scripture is while you're hard, but I'm just going to tell you, it's in Ezekiel chapter 36. Chapter 36. And 25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you should be clean. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, man.
For all your filthiness, let me do this again. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you should be clean. For all your filthiness, and from all your idols, I will cleanse you. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm in the book, y'all. In a new heart also will I give you. A new spirit will I put within you.
Amen.
And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. I will give you a heart of flesh. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I will pour out my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgment and do them, and you shall dwell in the in the land that I give you to your father, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will also save you from your uncleanness. I will call for the corns, and I will increase it. I will lay no famine upon you. I will multiply the fruit of the tree in the increase of the field, that you will you shall receive no more reproach of famine amongst the heathen. I just want to stop there. I want to add that in there because, see, when you repent, help me, Holy Spirit, when you repent, God can make you new again. Help me, Holy Spirit. God can make you whole, Reverend, when you repent.
Yeah.
When you ask God to forgive you for your sin and ask God to keep you from that sin, God can create in you, watch this here, a new heart, oh God.
Amen.
Renew a right spirit within me.
Yes, sir.
Cast me not from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me joy, thy salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. Psalms 51. I want you to tell you, when David and Ezekiel is speaking right here, it's talking about somebody has repent. What are you talking about?
Sir.
Repented for what? Repented for something that you and God know. And nobody got to really tell a lot of folk when they're doing wrong, Reverend. They know they're doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They know if they've been around God long enough, and they acknowledge that they are, that he is their God, right? And he are, and watch this, and he is their, his people. They know when he speaks to them, when he's telling them when they're doing right and wrong, brother. And it's up for us to repent. So he said, I'm going to make you white. I'm going to clean you, Reverend. You know, I'm going to clean you
because
I know you're filthy. You know what I'm talking about? And when I clean you, I'm going to put heart in you. Some of us need a new heart. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Some of us need a new heart. We so hardened. Man, we so hardened. We don't have no love within us sometimes. You know what I'm talking about? If it ain't in your front door, it ain't none of my business. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about church, man. Now, watch this. This might not be right. See, you know, we always quote things, Reverend. We quote it. We go back and forth. We hear that if we repent, God will forgive. If we watch this, Reverend, if we allow God to come in, but Lord, just don't take this out. No, leave this in, God. You know? Reverend, you understand what I'm doing? Please don't take this away from me. I kind of like this here, Reverend. That's what we're telling them sometimes.
Yeah.
But let me tell you this here. If we surrender and give God, see, the reason why we say we have to be cleansed, the reason why I say we have to be washed of the filthiness and the idolatry that we be doing, and fornication, watch this, Reverend, lying, backstabbing, busybody. See, the reason why we had to be repent, you can't stand before God with that.
That's right.
If you haven't repented, you can, no one can be before God when have this in their heart. You know why I say that? Because Isaiah says something. You know, you always hear us quote stuff, right? But Isaiah says something, 4:14. He said, therefore, watch this now, 4:4, Isaiah, therefore, hell has enlarged herself and open up her mouth without measure in the glory of the multitudes, and the palm of he that rejoice should descend into it. It's overflowing itself. It's overflowing itself of people going there, and we're trying to tell you why. Watch this, Reverend. What in hell do you want? What is in there that you want? Because if you really know the story, you don't want to go to hell.
That's
this
right.
Hell, you will burn forever and ever. You'll be tormented forever and ever. Why would you want to go there? Why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
You thinking you having hell on this earth. A lot of folks say, well, he told you that word comes from. You know why? Because we teach you about heaven. We teach you about prosperity. We teach you by love, but then you ain't repent yet. You still got a stony heart. You still running around here. Anything can cite you and turn you towards the adversary. God said, don't lean to your understanding. Acknowledge me in all thy way. You know, a wise man could take instruction because it makes him wiser. So we're not saying you don't know nothing. We're just trying to build on what you got. Help me, Holy Spirit. build on what you got and use scriptures to help us build. Because I really believe, Reverend, it's, we're living in a day right now that is crossless. I know I'm talking. We live in the day it is crossless. They don't have a effect in people's lives like it used to. You know what I'm talking about? When they used to come out the field, just another day that the Lord, you know what he did? He kept me.
Yeah.
When they really didn't worry about all that truth, because they, all they knew was just give praise, man, and sit up in it and get through it, man. So, but we didn't got so smart. Nah, we do everything that we gonna trick God. We can't trick God. God see our heart. Them people in Ezekiel said they had some bad hearts, brother. And he caught one of mine. He said, stony heart. You want your heart changed? I know why. See, if your heart have changed, what you hear about our brother Flower, you know what I'm talking about, in transition, first thing come to your mind, some people say, well, you know, he had been suffering with that a long time, man. You know, and now he's not here, you know, and we've been knowing we're coming. But, boy, you can't tell that to that mother. You can't tell that to that father.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell that to that sister or that brother. You can't tell that to that grandparent. You can't tell that to the daughter or the son or the wife, because they hurting, brother. they hurting behind that. You know what I'm talking about? So what we try to do is encourage them, if you know the Lord.
Yeah.
If you don't, let us try to introduce you to the Lord. I'm saying this here. I'm not saying the brothers in heaven. I don't know. But I'm saying you this here from above my own. If that brother knew the Lord. Because I'm telling you, he's been going with this thing for a while. And I don't believe you've been walking with that counsel that long. They never called on God. I just don't believe it, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
I believe God gave us grace to be here that long. I've been knowing that brother for a while. He's been doing that counsel for a long time, Reverend. And I'm telling you this here, and I'm telling you now, God gave him some rest. You know what I'm talking about? So if you struggle with that, see, we as the body of Christ supposed to do something, and we did it a while ago, but we also supposed to do it again. Time after time to lift one another up, Reverend. We're supposed to lift one. I mean, well, every time you think about your brother or yourself, we're supposed to what? Think about praying for one another, right? So, so I'm gonna use this scripture, and I'm gonna tell you, you're gonna be surprised. This probably be pretty much the last one. Look what it says over in Romans, right? Over in Romans, Reverend, chapter 8.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Chapter 8. Yeah. I'm just trying to get some certain things out. I'm just gonna deal with this one scripture, right? In 26, right? Look what it says. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity. Help me, Holy Spirit. For we know not what shall we pray for as we ought to. Help me, Holy Spirit. But the Spirit itself makes intercessory for us when groaning which cannot be uttered. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me do that one more time. Look what it says. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself, look what it says, make intercessory for us with groaning which cannot, look what it says, be other, and he that searches the heart, here we go again, y'all, know what's in the mind of the Spirit, because he make it intercessory for the saints according to the will of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to give you this just for some little bit. This, watch this here. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Now, I'm going to back up.
Yeah.
There's some things we're going to go on this, we're going to do on this side. We're going to think we're having a lot of things going against us. Job ain't heading right. Things ain't going right in our life. It's going to be some things that we're going to look at, my brothers and sisters, and we're not going to understand. It's going to seem like pressure on us real bad, Reverend. Things gonna go over, and I'm gonna tell you, nothing is gonna be like when we see Jesus. Whatever you gonna do on this side, whatever you gonna do on this side, that you know when you get the glory, it's gonna outweigh all of that. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's gonna weigh all of that. Now, this is why I try to. You can take this scripture to somebody if you don't like the interpretation what I'm gonna give you. The scripture tells us there are some things we just don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
We pray. I know you got some people that got it in name and they claim and they got it all this stuff. But brother, the Holy Spirit makes incessant prayer for us. The Holy Spirit, it comes in and says, but the Spirit itself make intercessory, like my wife said, for us with groaning we cannot be uttered. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, I don't care how much we try to prevail it out. The Holy Spirit has to be the one to take it to God. See, God had to. See, we could be thinking we're saying things right, but Jesus could take it for. He means this here.
She
meant this here. Father, this is what she was saying when she said it, because a lot of our hearts is not in tune with our prayer. That's why he said that next verse, because a lot of our heart is not in tune with what we're saying. He said, you can get somebody, I want you to pray for me. Get Eric to pray for me. Man, you don't know what that brother's heart is. Just said it, man. You don't know what the, and then you went over here, then you jump over here, then you said pray. Man, you don't know what that mindset is. Did you know how when people used to pray back then, they concentrate. They concentrate on the Lord. They don't just run in there and just start praying. They concentrate on Jesus stood away. And one time he stood away so far in the mountain, Moses and who else? Elijah came down. Don't tell me where I'm on, I'm talking about. he came and came down to them and talked to him. And it was so that the disciples got to see it, and Peter said, Is it all right for us, me and him? Jesus said, yeah, be still, boy. Brother, be still. You know what he told
him?
Can we make altars for you and him? But it wasn't that time yet for him to be lifted up like that. It wasn't that time yet, brother. So he didn't allow that to happen. God spoke out of heaven to him. Don't tell me what I don't know, buddy. I watched it, Jehovah D. So when I'm talking, when I'm doing it, like I said, if you don't agree with the interpretation, find somebody to give it to you again. Because there's some infirmities in your body. There's some things in your body. That I don't care what pill you take, it's going to have to take the Lord to move it. There's some things you go into your mind, you're afraid in your body. There's going to be some pain that you can take every aspirin or every thing the doctor can give you. It's going to take God to move that pain. And some of our pain is going to have to take us out of this body. Oh, let me do it again. Watch this here. Mm-hmm. Some of the pain, some of the disease we got, we're going to have to get out this. He got to take us out this body. Now watch this, Reverend. He can remove you out this body in the middle of the night and heal that body and put you back in it. I know I'm right about it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what? But I know there's something, Reverend, but this one, stay with me. The verse 27, he said, he that searches the heart know what's in that mind of the Spirit. And make it, look at that, because he make intercessory for the saints according to the will of God. See, God knows when people are praying, my brothers and sisters. He knows what the will of the people praying. Help me, Holy Spirit. He knows if it's not in their heart. Words can sound so good to people, because that's what we so tangled up with. We like the words when we hear people pray. Come here, Romans. Let's go to Romans right quick. I'm going to come back to that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought with ourselves quick. I thought I was going to get out of here. Didn't I thought I was going to get out of here? I thought I was gonna be gone, really. Look at them saying wrong. Let me back up and look at this. He said, and when thou prayest, can I get the book? You know where I'm at, right? Matthew 6, right? He said, and when thou prayest, thou should not be as a hypocrite, or they that love to pray standing in the synagogue and on the corners of the street.
Yeah.
Read it again. And when thou prayest, thou should not be as a hypocrite, are they that love to pray standing in the synagogue in the corner of the street, that they may be seen. Watch this now, Reverend. That they may be seen a man. Verily I say unto you, that they have their rewards. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm in the book, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into a closet, when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which see in secret, shall reward what thee openeth. But when thou pray, use not vain reputation as the heathen do. He said, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. That's what he said, Reverend. He said, be not therefore like unto them, for your Father knows what the thing they have need before they even ask. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know, and I got it. Now, golly, Eric, you tell us to go pray, Eric. You know, you get us out there to pray, Eric. you tell us, now you got to tell me I got to go to a closet, a physical closet. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. See, everything we deal with the Bible is spiritual, right? There are some things that should be, when people are speaking in tongues, you read the word by tongue, that's a communication between them and God, right? So when they speak it, that the who's on the earth or whoever's around don't know who he is. You know what I'm talking about? They don't know what you just said, you know what I'm talking about? So it had to be someone to interpret what you just said, because you can mislead people when you're doing that. Okay. Now he's telling them, when you do pray, help the Holy Spirit. He said, don't be like the one who won't be heard. Don't be like the one be just doing repetition prayer. Don't be the one be standing on the corner and saying, look at me, all the words I can say in a prayer to the Lord. He said, matter of fact, Eric, you don't have to pray that long, Eric. I know what they need. That's what he said. Let me do what he said. He said, but when you pray, use not vain reputation as a heathen. He said, for they think, look what he said, that they should be heard for their much speech. That's what I'm saying. So when we pray, we should get right to the point. But then if we do corporate prayer, right? If we doing like we just did a while ago, this prayer is not for your ears to hear. This prayer is for the vertical of that. It's going up. It's not a horizontal prayer. The horizontal prayer is when you open your eyes and you prophesizing and you talking to somebody. But the prayer to God is when you humble yourself and say, Father, hear my heart. That's where this thing coming from. If you're not coming from your heart with it, he said, I know they heart. I know they will, because I am God. So when you do pray, he know when we sucking and jiving. Help me, Holy Spirit. He know when we not line ourselves up with the prayer that we trying to offer up to him. That's why a lot of prayers stay in the room. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's why a lot of prayers never move out the room. You know, somebody said, what are you talking about? Sometimes we ask something so foolish to God. God don't answer that. I heard one man came on one day with a dog. And so he talking about he praying against somebody because somebody took his wife. You know, he mad at him. You know, talking about, you know, sometimes people, you're trying your best to help the young man. He came on the other day, too. Sometimes you when you hear people pray on people, God's not going to do that. You know what I'm talking about? He's not going to go. You can't pray to God and go kill nobody for you, because God don't do that. Amen? But God will protect you.
Amen.
God will put a shield around you and protect you from your enemy. Amen? So then God gives us wisdom to know if you have someone dislike you, you have somebody that won't receive you. You know what? That's just like casting pearls before swine. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's like telling this man, I love you, and he'll cuss you out. I say, man, I don't want your love. You know, I don't want you. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm telling you that when a person got there, man, you can't make him do nothing that's different. What you do, you just live right before him, and one day, if it God put in his heart, he can come back and apologize. If not, he can just take it on because you did what you're supposed to do. You did it. You done it. You don't have to force nobody to do it. So prayer. Let me go back over Romans again. Prayer. I'm gonna do this around here, y'all. Likewise, the Spirit also help our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to. But the Spirit is look at it. It's the inside making in the center with us groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart know what's in the mind of the Spirit, because he make intercessory for the saints according to the will of God. For look what it says, and we know that all things work together, look what it says, for the good of them that love God and to them who
yeah.
are called according to his purpose. So I'm going to leave that right there with you, let you know. For what I believe, the Holy Ghost is in you. The Holy Spirit is in you, man. He's in you, children. He's in every one of us. If we accept him as our Lord and Savior, it's there. What moves God is faith. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
What moves God is sincerity when you're doing this. You know what I'm talking about? That's why, really tell the truth, I know we try to be so earthly minded when we do this thing. You know what I'm talking about? But really, man, we're supposed to be in concentration, man. We're supposed to be in this thing
mm-hmm.
like so much that when we go before God, watch this now, when we go before God, we should be making sure that God, only I know is what's in my heart, right? And I know you know what's in my heart. Lord, whatever words I have said, Lord, if it's not right, Lord, make it right, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me, Lord. Move me out of the way so you be the head of my life. You know what I'm talking about? So I want to say this, Reverend, with love, Reverend. You know, when you
mm-hmm.
teach and preach it on like stuff like this here, Reverend, it's not a wonderful
yes,
shouting amen kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about? Because you're dealing with a man, spiritual man. But I want to say this from
mm-hmm.
the bottom of my heart. God is moving, and he's moving in our life. And trust me,
right.
the day you hear his voice, heart not your heart. People are leaving daily, and people are going to hell daily, and people going to heaven daily. What place if God come right today, are you confident enough to know God's going to remove you from this old earth and allow you to be with him? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you're not, come to God and repent. Let him wash you. Let him cleanse you, Reverend. Let him make you whole again, because that's what he
mm-hmm.
wants for you and I, to be whole again. I thank you for the word. I thank you for the love of God. I know it's him. And I ask him to keep us in prayer. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Reverend.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. That was so beautiful. So beautiful. Beautifully expressed, you know. You brought me back to God, as I was waking up one morning, God told me that he that searches the heart knows what's in the mind of the Spirit. Man, that was such a revelation. You know, I just heard a voice as I was waking up, rolling over. I had to get up, and I was privileged to hear these words speak to me. And man, I just thank God how he blesses us and he communicates with us. He'll do it each and every time. But if we concentrate on him, like Rev said, we concentrate on him and we spend some time with God. You know, you won't even get a chance to pray for something. He'll do it for you. If your thoughts are on him, God will start working things out. He wants to reveal to you that he's real. Oh, hallelujah. And he can help you with this walk. He can give you strength. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He can give you strength. He can give you peace. That peace, you know, you hear it often. It surpasses all understanding. And the more you be spiritual and you can understand these lessons with joy, you can understand these lessons knowing that soon and very soon, going to see the King. You won't have to dread that day, but you can be happy in your heart and say, come, Lord Jesus. So, man, we thank you. We thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord for that lesson. Prayer. Oh, hallelujah. It coincides all together with Ezekiel and Isaiah and Psalms. and Matthew that just walked all hand in hand. Truly, truly we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God and to them call according to his purpose. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing us to be the God. For blessing us to be the God. We these nuggets to you now. I'm yelling at your way. Praise the Lord. Too good not to share. Too good not to share. And Martha says in, the gospel is too good not to share. All Christians have been summoned before the court. Praise the Lord. Of the world. The Bible says we are not mere spectators, but active participants. We testify of the truth about Jesus' death, praise the Lord, and resurrection. So this is too good not to share. We try to tell them that good news. Praise the Lord. So beautiful. Thank you. Just don't worry. Don't worry, Dad. It sends in Exodus 14:19, hallelujah, and Isaiah 58. The glory of the Lord shall be your reward. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Praise the Lord. It shall be your, the glory, one more time, the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord, it shines all around about you. You don't have to worry about your back being covered because the glory of the Lord will shield that that they try to sneak up behind. Our work is to cast care. Our work is to cast care. God's work is to take care. Praise the Lord. I love thought for that. It said, our work is to cast care. God's work is to take care. Praise the Lord. The last one she gave us, the best strategy for life. The best strategy for life. God gives us friends to help face life's battles. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Solomon and Basket, praise the Lord. Solomon and Basket coaches agree having teammates around us is the best strategy for facing the struggles that loom, praise the Lord, large on the court and in life. Lord, thank you for the people you put in our lives to encourage and support us. God bless you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, brothers.
Good morning.
I'm going to ask you to read something from me again, Rev, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Martha. I know the headed one ain't Martha's Nuggets. Yeah, it says something in reference to our care and God care. Could you read that one again for me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The title of that little lesson was Don't Worry, Dad. It says, and at the bottom has a little memory thought. It says, our work is to cast care.
Mm-hmm.
God's work is to take care.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Ready, don't want to hold a family too long this morning, but I thank God for Jesus. Thank
Amen.
God for Jesus. I thank him for blessing us to have a beautiful service yesterday for mothers. Mother Day service, beautiful.
Yes.
I thank you for blessing my brothers to be to come on this morning and proclaim the word of God again. I was listening to that nugget right there, and it just instantly fell in love with it because he gave us that provision, didn't he? He gave us that provision to cast our cares upon him. My brother Eric said something in the word when he was preaching. You know, I was listening to him when he was teaching that lesson, and I said, I wonder do he really realize just how right he is and what he's saying. You know, there's an old saying, Reverend Henry, that says, the real educated preacher went up, and he used words that only he knew. And the people sitting out there didn't have a clue what he was talking about.
Right.
The old gray-headed preacher went up there and used all kind of broken adverbs and cross conjunctions, and the church was dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
And they told the young man couldn't understand why it happened that way, because he was humbled in it. And if he had came down, if he had went up the way he came down. And I thought about it. You know, I could sit here and I could tell Reverend Henry that contrary to what man believes, that God is coming to fruition. Some going to get that, some not. But if I tell mankind that God is coming back, all men going to get that. If I just speak what man can understand, you know, if I start, he was saying how they spoke of elegant of speech. See, we was too high-minded for ourselves. Elegant of speech. That was their biggest problem right there. Elegant. You know, only they knew. But I need, if only I know, then I didn't do nothing. But if you know, I already know, so I need you to know. If man would just get that and bring themselves down into high-minded. In the name of Jesus. You know, I love it when I can hear the older country fear type preacher speech. I love it. My pastor is a one that I call got it all. He's got the middle age. He's got the older. He's got the younger. And he has a way of speaking to him. But he never goes too high. He always try to keep himself down. Keep himself humble. The Bible says humble is the way. And I like that when Rev said elegant of speech. They thought there was more than what they were. We got to bring ourselves down so mankind can get what you're teaching. And as always, I truly enjoy the word again this morning. The old body has been burning these last few weeks. The Lord has truly been working. And I thank God for Jesus that he's working a miracle in my life. He's working on your brother.
Brother,
all I have to do is remove myself out the way. Come on, my brother.
Hey, did you know a guy named Jeremiah Flowers?
Yeah, I heard of him.
You know he passed away, right? He passed away yesterday. And yet,
you say he passed?
Yeah. He passed away. Passed away yesterday. You know he had cancer. He had cancer. He took over. Took him off. So I was trying to not get sick to his own. Only God knows, but the rest of the places. Because some of the things we pray for, like I heard you mention that young man,
When he did it, he brought to mind a young man in the Bible. There was a young man in the Bible that was sincere of everything he did. He was just sincerely wrong.
But when you know you messed up, brother. You said you're to God, right? But I thought Jesus was God.
In the name of Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Yes, sir. I'm so glad that he sits as an intercessor for us, man. Yes, sir. Because some of the things, man, put it in prayer.
The reason why I was saying that, Brother B, you know, this is only me, man. I don't mean I got that scripture down. I know I don't. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just giving what God gave me. So I really believe that, like you just said, that God has to, Jesus has to fix that. Every prayer we take
to
God, Jesus has to fix it, man. Because, brother, there's not an English word that we can say that reaches God without going through Jesus.
Without going through Jesus. Yeah. If we was able to do it, the whole Bible is wrong.
And when we see that, I thank God for what he does for us, man. You know what I'm talking about? It keeps us humble, man. You know what I'm talking about? Because when you know that it has to be that he make intercession for us, man. That's what he's saying, brother. He makes intercession. And then he said, I know the man's heart. That's what he's trying to say.
That's right. Amen.
I know. And we live in the day. Prayer is essential. Prayer is essential. Man, I passed by a gas station in Texas. Watch this one. I passed by a gas station in Texas one day. It was 385 on something regular, right? 385. And come back the next day, it's 425. I said, what these folks doing, man?
What are you doing? What's going on here?
I go in the store, Reverend. Eggs are $7 now. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? Man, we are living in the last days, my brothers and sisters. We are living in the last days.
Man, I got this cold cut I eat just a few days ago. I was paying $4.78 a pound. I go to the store now, it's $7 a pound. And I tell you something, it's funny you say that because I was just trying to explain this to some of the guys on the morning show just last week. If you look back when I was a kid and start time going backwards instead of going forward, there's so many things you see today you just didn't see. You know, when I was a kid, my granddad or my grandmother would tell me, I want to catch you, Eric. Now, if I catch you, that boy ain't right. If I catch you with that boy, it's going to be a problem for you, son. The whole town knew Eric was a bad kid. And your parents knew it. Or they'll tell him from here, I'm going to catch you with bro D. Man, if I catch you with D, I'm telling you, stay away from him. Stay away from that boy. Okay, nowadays, you're 8 9, they say, made a statement last week. They said if a kid spit on you, what would you do? I said if he's 9 or 10, you better try to shoot him. Because he's sitting there supposed to shoot you. And I said, well, when I was a kid going backwards, you didn't have to worry about that. You know, if there was a thief in the town, the whole town knew who you were. They knew Brother D was a thief. Stay away from him. It's all over the world. So, and I'm saying all that to show you, these little simple-minded things don't show you that time is winding up, I don't know what will. I don't know what it's going to take. If these little simple-minded things don't show it to you. I mean, just plain, you know, these are things that's plain as the nose on your face, how the world has changed. But then the world said that before the end of time, man will become wiser and weaker. Man is weak as water right today. To the very day, man is weak as diluted water. If you can't see the word unfolding in your face, I mean, it's just,
man.
You know, it is what it is. Yes. And I'm going to say it's not a fight for my brother. This is a fight for me.
We as teachers, preachers, ministers, wherever we are in God, man, I'm trying to tell you right now, but from the bottom of my heart, we are truly in this last day. Last we days. Are really, really in this last day. And we're getting so, it's getting so that God is getting tired. And now he's putting more of us off quicker than he normally would. There's a wave one by one with that coronavirus.
Getting tired.
It was a wave.
He's getting tired. Exactly.
It
exactly.
was a wave,
exactly.
man. Don't get the tripping there. It's a wave, man.
Exactly. It's a wave. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
That was a hint. I hope he was calling it. That was a hint. He was throwing us a hint. That's just, hey, Marcus has a nugget. They threw our way. But it's crazy, Brother Eric. I promise you, it's crazy that people just don't allow themselves to see. We are so tied up in our carnal-minded mind and in our carnal-minded mm-hmm. ways until we will not mm-hmm. allow ourselves to see. I told a young man last week, I said, you don't have to – no, I'm sorry, it wasn't last week before last. I said, you don't have to believe in the Bible. You don't have to believe mm-hmm. what Brother D said. Believe what you see mm-hmm. for yourself. He said, I do. I said, okay, sign me one thing in your life that has happened, or you planning on it happening, that do not already been foretold in the Bible. It's already been foretold. Everything you have ever done in your life has already been foretold. Everything you plan on doing, I promise you, it's already in there. Now, if that don't tell you to believe in it, what will? You told me you believe in what you see. Okay, you can see this with your own eyes. And the things that you can't get, the things that you can't get with your own, I dare you to become spiritually in tune with him. You will get that also. Because it's written in 66. And you know, he couldn't say anything else to me. He had no more talk for me. You know. He had no more talk for me. You believe in what this book said and that book said. And your thing is, it's just like the Bible. There's no such thing. Not for me, because why would I want something just like? That's like telling me to get. That's like you telling me you give me an imitation God. Why would I take an imitation God and I get the real deal? I want the Holy Spirit. I don't want the imitation. I want the Holy Spirit. So why would I take the imitation? But that's what you're saying. You're telling me it's written off. Why would I take something that's written off when I get it? Yeah.
You know, well, I think most of our conversations has to start like this. Do you know the Lord and Savior? Do you know?
Is
he Lord of your life? Have you accepted him?
Mm-hmm.
He ain't got that there. Brother, we can't go to G and L and talk to him.
Yeah.
We got to start basic. You know what I'm saying? Everything else
is
like nothing.
It's waste of time. It's waste of time. It is. It's waste of time.
If
you're not willing to accept, nothing I said gonna change you. There's two young men that be on the morning show. I told them that a long time ago and stopped talking to them. I said, I'm not gonna even talk to you anymore. There's no reason for you and I to communicate anymore because you got your mind made up. You like Paul. You got your mind made up. You're sincere.
Mm-hmm.
Just sincerely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I choose not to even talk to you. One thing I'm not going to do, I'm not going to cast my pearls to swine. I'm just not going to do it. You know, what the Lord has given me, he has given me. And I try to give it to you to the best of my ability. But if you're not willing to accept it, then it's no reason for me to even talk to you. Because like my brother just said, if you haven't went to Romans 10 and 9 and accepted that, this is a lost cause. It truly is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lost cause.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know I'm rare. You
we
know
try our best, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. We try our best to try to deal with the people. But, you know, only God can, you know, make that happen, you know?
Yeah. That person got to be willing.
I got Dr. Willard Dog on the phone. Dr. Willard Dog.
I'm a brother from another. My brother from another.
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother.
Yeah. It's all good, though. But I tell you, God is good, man. I just wanted to let you know, man, if you didn't know, you know, about the brother passed on, man. You know, I know he done been on all them shows, man.
Yeah, you know, I ain't even been on the page. I know somebody posted it. I ain't even been on.
No, it just, you know, because I'm down this way, you know what I'm talking about? You know, that's probably what I heard about, you know, because I'm in Texas, you know, but yeah, man, keep that family lifted up, man, the flowers,
yeah,
man, you know,
man.
You know, we just try our best to, only thing we can do, man, lift them up. That's why I say when we pray, man, you know, we try our best to present the word to God, man, but the Holy Spirit has to make intercession for us, man, you know. There's some things we just don't know what to say to, you know, to the Father, man, but Jesus does. He does. He knows what to say.
He does.
You know, that's why when he see us and when we hear us talking to the Father, it has to be, he has to be like Brother D said. I mean, everybody know who's been around knows that, man, everything goes through Jesus. That's why we say in the name of Jesus. You know, come on, that's why we know we can't just be God. I'm coming to you, God.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's sounding crazy to a lot of people. Say, well, you keep telling me they're the same. You know, you keep telling me this, but this stuff you're not gonna understand, man, until you see it. So we probably can start explaining it until it gets purple.
See,
you know, let me tell you something. The same way he told Philip, he said, "Have I not been with you this long? And you're not
all this time. He's not know me.
All this time. You know,
he
is
not
that's
know
what I'm
me.
Saying. He's been around God a long time and still wrestled that Jesus is God, man. But we're just going to pray for that, you know, and keep it what it is, you know. We're just going to pray about it. Because I'm telling you, no man can walk this earth like that without God being there. No man can walk like he did. And he couldn't get you. We did it, man. Moses couldn't do it. Help me, Holy Spirit. David couldn't do it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Joshua couldn't do it. Help me, Holy Spirit.
We can skip all over
it. I just keep on going. No man
is
born of a woman. Even John the Baptist.
No man. If we skip all of them, go straight to John.
John.
Go straight to John.
Yeah.
He said none greater than John, and he couldn't do it. Not born of a woman.
Yeah.
No man born of a woman was as great as John the Baptist. He couldn't do it. So we can that lets us know right there. We can eliminate all the others and go straight to John.
Yeah.
If he couldn't do it, we know the others couldn't do it.
Yeah.
No man.
No
man.
But walking in the
thank. Thank God for Jesus. He said, "Father, send me. I'll go."
Yeah.
Thank God for Jesus. He said, give me a 33-year tenure. I'll go. Thank God for Jesus.
That's all he needed.
Yes, sir. Thank God for Jesus.
Mm. Not to a man, just like you and I, walked this earth. The only thing he did, he did sin. And that's what we try to present people, man. We're not trying to get you all like you're going to be in some theological school and writing a book and telling you about God. It's all about trying to make him a Lord of your life, and make him your Savior, you know, turn him as the creator, the God created man. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And it became
flesh.
It became flesh.
It was God. That's it.
Yeah.
But listen to what it said, Brett. Listen to what it said. In the beginning the Word.
Yeah.
In the beginning was the Word. He said, and the Word was. And then he said, and the Word was with. If that don't do it for you, won't nothing do it for you. But if that don't get it, you can go to the Book of John and you get the same thing. I am the Word. I understand how man, I understand. I'll take that back, Brittany. I understand how man don't get it. We don't get it because we're in the flesh. We're not in the spirit. He's clear. They say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So how in the world can I expect to have a relationship with him if I don't have his Word? How can I know this man if I don't have his Word? There's no book in the world can give me a relationship with him. There's no book in the world can save me except this one and only. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So you got to get the Word to get to God. You got. There's no other way of putting it. There's no other way of teaching it, no other way of saying it. It's just what you got to get. And then again, thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. That's all men can say. Thank God for Jesus. Do for you what you can't do for yourself.
Praise the Lord. We truly thank God for his blessings on this day. Praise the Lord. Thank you for the messenger, the message, the comments, the prayers. Hallelujah. Him being in attendance that helping us. Praise the Lord. We pray that something has been said or done to help you along the way. Know that Jesus, our job is to cast our cares, but God's job is to take care, and he will truly take care of you. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. As we go to God in prayer, we
brother,
thank God.
Brother, hold up
done.
1 second, brother. 1 second, brother.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Can you hear me?
I got
Brother Dre on, man. He was calling, right? So I got him on, right? And Brother Dre in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
He called my phone yesterday.
Mm-hmm. He on here right now. He said he had a heart attack, man. He in the hospital. Hey, Brother Dre, if you don't want to talk, you don't have to, brother. If you ain't up to it. So we want to lift that brother up, too. You know what I'm saying? Lift him up. Yeah. And lift him up in prayer, man. And we living in the days, man. Like I say, man. Yeah, you know, only God knows the man's expiration date, man. Only God does. You know what I'm saying? And whatever day that is, man, no man can move it, man. What man asked God for more time, you know what I'm talking about? And his name was Ezekiel. Right. And God gave him 15 more years. But let me tell you something.
Yeah,
God knew that day.
Oh,
trust me. God knew that day.
They do that day. Tear his face to the wall. Yes, sir.
But I say this.
And
day,
I feel,
man,
I feel saying that, Brad.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We want to lift up Brother Dre, you know, right now, too, as well. And we believe in that. We believe in the prayers, man. We believe it. Wherever we miss, God and the Holy Spirit will make an accepted prayer for him. We really believe that. Men, like the scripture said, men don't know what words he ought to say. But the Holy Spirit was in us, it makes an accepted for us. And brother, I was talking to him a while ago. You know, he's up in the and laying down. I can tell he's laying down, you know what I'm talking about? We need to lift him up if y'all brothers don't mind, you know, we're gonna lift him up. So, Reverend him.
Right here.
Brother D.
I say something, if I may. And this goes
yes,
step on some toes. But sometimes we have to. You know what I say? This going to step on some toes. This going to hurt some feelings, what Brother D is about to say.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I think we have to hurt some feelings. You know, sometimes we have to tell our kids no. And I remember my grandfather used to tell me, my grandfather told me, he said, son, I'm not whooping you because I want to. I'm whooping you because I have to. He said, it's going to hurt me more than it hurt you. But it hurt him to do it, but he knew he had to do it in order to make a better person out you later. I said all that to say this, but I said, I'm going to step on myself. See, we got to stop thinking that we can use God. Brother D, you shouldn't do that. We got to stop thinking we can use God. The Bible told man knows not the time nor the hour. We should be telling God, thank you for allowing us to have those years that we had in that world.
Oh yeah,
that you didn't call us home then. We should be telling God thank you for that. But we should be thanking him even more for allowing us to come up out that world
and come on back home. Mm. You know, the prodigal son was so happy that his father accepted him back home.
Sure
so happy. Because he was eating with the swine. But his father said, get off my fattest calf. Put my best robe on him. Mm. He was so glad that all brother trying to say, I can't try that. All brother is saying is that we don't have time to play. Brother Eric said earlier, this thing is winding up. What if God called your number today? You're not guaranteed to wake up tomorrow. It's time out for playing. It's time out for post. Okay, brother, don't set plan because I don't play with God. I believe in God. It's time out for postponing God. It's time out for pushing God to the side and saying I come back and get him later. I'm through.
It's time out.
You know,
earlier we said.
Yes,
sir. You
say
something, right?
Oh, no. Yeah,
I thought I heard you say something. Yeah, I mean, you know, we said earlier that it's at a time that that God is trying to give our attention, right? And it's at a time that I tell you, man, you go to the store, man, eggs up $7, gas $5, you know. You know, I mean, things are it's getting all out of whack. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? You get a house, your house, your taxes and everything, and went up on your house like it went crazy because they come up to have worked this much and really ain't. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know how they do that in the other places. You know, everything's just going crazy, man. You know what I'm talking about? And life in general, man. We don't know the hour or the time, man. That's why we got to get in the Harry to get to the man don't know. You know, it was time people lived for thousands and hundreds of years. Thank God for this, because I know, man, this ministry that we're in, right? This ministry that we're in, you know, Monday through Friday that we try to do, man. It's not for anybody. I know it, man. You know, somebody, when you're doing this thing here. God counts on us, man. People put God down only time when they need him. You know what I'm talking about? Only time people look at God is on Sunday or Saturday when they go to church, and that's it. You know, or when it's really banging. You know, they'll say, well, you got the work. I believe God will provide. I really believe God will provide. I really do. I really believe God will provide. You know what I'm talking about? So I believe he's going to provide for us, but we don't even understand. So we're going to pray that God would bless. I don't know if y'all can understand it. Right? Can y'all understand?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm walking in this.
Amen.
I'm
yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
I'm at work. So I wanted to say this here because we here, man. We here to uphold one another because you don't know. I remember a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, Brother D was in bad shape. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
I remember a couple of weeks
Amen.
Ago, I was in bad shape. You know what I'm talking about? We just don't know, man. You know what I'm talking about? We just don't know. You know, I heard Brother Dog in bad shape a couple of weeks ago. There's some people on the phone right now.
Amen.
People that came and left is in bad shape. I'm going to tell you something. Man, I'm telling you right now, I always ask for people to pray for me. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody...
Amen.
Know that you've been in this ministry long enough, you're going to need prayer. You're going to need it. If you keep pushing around and you keep living, you're going to need some prayer, bro. Whether it's a spiritual thing or whether there is a natural thing, you're going to need some prayer. But right now, we're going to pray for the spirit of the man, that people know God, the people get closer to God, the people that walk with God. You know, don't turn God off and turn God off. Keep them in your heart. Even if you don't understand, keep them in your heart. So I want to pray, Brother D. If y'all want to pray, you know, or we just touch and agree, however y'all want to do it, we can do it. You know what I'm talking about? Because we're going to lift the brothers up, you know. We're going to lift up a prayer. Man. We believe in that. We believe in that. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit that's been on this ministry this morning, Lord.
We believe, Father God, that you are God all by yourself. As we come before you, Lord, we come in humble submission, Lord, asking you, Father God, to hear us right now. Lord, if anything right now is not pleasing to you, Lord, we ask you to remove it, Lord. If it's something that we don't want to stand, Lord, we ask you, Father God, let you touch someone's heart. Let you touch someone's ear, Lord. Let them know that, Father God, you hear all things, Lord. And, Father God, that we're trying to be sincere to you right now. Lord, we ask for healing right now. We got Brother Dre on, Lord. Father God, you know what he said. He said it seemed like he had a symptoms of a heart attack, Lord. You know what I'm talking about? He's laying down. And, Lord, only you can know what's going on with him, the medication they're trying to give him, the things he's got going on with his body, Lord. Only you can be the one to heal, Lord. We know, Father, doctors can give up on people. Doctors can say, I don't know why this can happen. But, Father God, we know you are healer, Lord. And we ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Lord. Bless the doctors, Lord, as they try their best to make him better again, Lord. But we know you are the healer, Lord. You could take that heart, Lord, and make it pump right. You could take that heart, Lord, to make it do what it want to do, Lord. So we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless them, Lord. In the name. Be encouraged, Lord, as we try to come with him with love, Lord, and peace, Lord. Trust everyone by the sound of my voice right now. Maybe don't know how to pray to you, Lord. But, Lord, we want to tell you, Father God, it's you, it's Jesus Christ, that we know how to pray, Lord. We thank you for Jesus, Lord, as he make intercessors for us, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to cover him right now in the name of Jesus. Someone's concerned about Brother Dre, and we want to give them strength right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Strengthen them right now, Lord. Sometimes we don't understand, Lord, but you know all things, Lord. So touch our heart, Lord. So we can say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your trials. Thank you for the tribulation. Thank you for the hardship, Lord. But also thank you for your love, Lord. Lord, we just pray for the flower family, Lord. We lift them up to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We know, Father God, no man don't know how bad that family is going through right now. I don't care how long he was going through, his infirmities of his body, Lord, but no one can say that. They can't say that they don't hurt, Lord, because he had such someone, Lord. Even was on either side of it, Lord, just ask you to strengthen the family, the friends, even in the race community, Lord, about him as well, Lord. We love our people, Lord. We believe, Father God, one day it might be our day, Lord. Someone praying for us, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you in a humble submission, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Lord, bless the word and teach the word before, Lord. It'll touch someone's heart, Lord. They might want to change, Lord. Or they might want to get closer to you, Lord. Or they might want to say, what must I do to be saved, Lord? Let it be through the preach word, Lord. And the encouragement word, Brother D, Reverend Henry, and Martha, they sit in nuggets and encouraging words of one of us, Lord. Let it be, Lord. Let it be in the name of Jesus. When they say, I was glad, when they say, let's come to the house of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, again, for your love. Thank you for your understanding. And, Lord, we just love you, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I'll go if I have to go by myself. If I have to go by myself, if my mother,
don't go,
my father,
don't go,
my sister,
don't go,
or my brother,
don't go,
I'll go if I have to go.
If I have to go.